This is 89.1 WEMU. A good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and it is time for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Now, Russ Collins, my typical co-host, is away for the week, but never fear, we have Nick Aldrink here. Nick is the programming manager at the Michigan Theater. Nick, thanks for coming by with all the movie news we need to know.
Oh, it's thanks for having me. Great to be here as always.
Well, last week, as part of Cinema Chat, we were fortunate enough to have Leslie Raymond in studio. She's the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. It launched the 62nd edition on Tuesday night. Now, here we are at Thursday. What's the early word? How's the festival going?
The festival, we just housed the Ann Arbor Film Festival. I can't take credit for them. I'll just hear them sing their praises. But it feels to me like the Ann Arbor Film Festival is back. Our Michigan Theater is filled with an exciting group of eclectic artists and filmmakers. It's just a great group to see fill our theater.
And, you know, it does so much for the community in Ann Arbor every year. It brings a lot of folks to town, so it's beneficial in that way as well. But These are avant-garde and experimental films. And, it really has a unique fingerprint as far as film festivals go. And it makes sense that it's located in Ann Arbor. Yeah. Film passes are still available. And if you think, well, why would I, now 2 days in, buy a full festival pass? Well, because there's so much more to see, and it gives you access to all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are films that really you cannot see anywhere else. And it runs through the 31st and then online through April 7th. So you got a lot of time that you can to use that pass for.
Exactly right. Well, we're going to find out next week how things wrapped up for the theater portion of it, and we'll find out how it went online a week later. So a lot to look forward to. The thing that has been keeping you up nights and keeping you busy is the return of the Cinetopia Film Festival to Ann Arbor.
That's right. Yeah, the Cinetopia Film Festival is coming back June 13th through the 23rd. This is our first festival since 2019. The festival started in 2012, and we were growing through those 7 years, and we had expanded into Detroit, and of course the pandemic shut us down for the last 5 years, but it is back, and we are going to be focused on Ann Arbor for our first year back. I do think that we will expand into Detroit in later years again, but for right now, it's going to be primarily at the Michigan and State Theater for those 10 days.
It's kind of like starting all over again.
In a way, it is. But we will still have great filmmakers in attendance for it. And it's going to be, the tagline has always been, the best films from the world's best film festivals. So I've been looking at films from Sundance, South by Southwest, Telluride, the Berlin International Film Festival, Tokyo International Film Festival, Venice. It's been a lot of work, but it's really exciting.
So how much more work do you have left to do before it opens on June 13th?
We have a bit left to do. Early bird passes will be on sale Friday, April 12th for members of the Michigan Theater, and then Monday, April 15th to the public.
So in total, how many films are expected to be a part of this year's edition?
I think it's going to be around 25 films. But
that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have 25 films that will be from other festivals, but we're going to throw in a few classic films in the mix as well, a few free films probably, a few silent films. It's going to be a cinephile's dream.
And if I'm not mistaken, this festival is going to run while Ann Arbor Summer Festival is going on, right?
So
a lot of reasons to go downtown.
So, yeah, come downtown. You can catch a movie, maybe go catch some music, head back to the theater, or vice versa.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, you can build your own festival.
So again, the Cinetopia Film Festival will make its return and run June 13th through the 23rd. And between now and then, I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about
that.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside Michigan Theater Programming Director Nick Aldrink. And, it's time for monster movies to return to Ann Arbor.
It's that time of year.
I guess so. So about a year ago, 2 years ago, Godzilla versus Kong came.
Yeah, yeah.
And our own Michael Jewett gave it rave reviews.
That's right, yeah. They've been, audience seems to love these monsters. This is the latest entry in they call the Monsterverse franchise. And it has Godzilla and Kong teaming up in this new adventure against a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world. So they're getting into the, I'm not that familiar with the Godzilla franchise, but I've been told that the under-earth is a element of previous Godzilla films that has not really been delved into in these latest features. I could be wrong. Don't write me about that. But people are very excited that they're delving into this.
I know a lot of people that are very excited to see it. Now, from my perspective, I haven't seen a Godzilla movie since I was a kid,
yeah.
And it was, you know, guys in rubber suits,
yeah,
dancing around and jumping around on these little model cities. The special effects have to be spectacular.
Yeah, and probably the most well-earned praise comes from the director of Godzilla Minus One, who that came out in January to rave reviews. And I know Michael Jewett, me and him talked about that as well. He says, I was able to watch the big movie early. It is super fun and gorgeous. Be sure to watch it on the big screen.
Well, there you go. It's going to be interesting. Now, I was curious when I saw that this movie was going to open and it was coming. I just assumed this was pretty much specifically a mm-hmm. movie for the multiplexes, and it's playing at the State Theater.
It's playing at the State Theater, and it's probably going to just be playing for a couple of weeks, so don't miss out on it seeing it at your local theater. But, you know, we don't like to discriminate against movies. People just want to come out and have a good time, and we want to give them the space to do that.
Oh, just so. Admit it, you're posh. So there's another one that is not opening this week but is coming soon that seems to have you all in a titter.
Yeah, so The First Omen is opening Friday, April 5th on 35mm. And right now we're playing...
There's not many films on 35mm anymore.
No, absolutely not. It kind of seems odd at first to think that they're really pushing this one on celluloid, but I've seen the film, and I think it is well deserved for them to do this. So this is a prequel to Richard Donner's 1976 horror classic, The Omen, that starred Gregory Peck and Lee Remick.
And a creepy little kid.
And a creepy little boy named Damien. And it really is a horror film that isn't made anymore. I'm talking about The First Omen. This has a very nostalgic feel to it. I wouldn't call it particularly terrifying. It's scary, but not terrifying.
By today's standards, it's probably more suspense, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I say if you're the horror fans may kind of scoff at it, or the people that like the diehard
they like
horror
the gore
fans,
stuff, yeah,
yeah, they like the more intense stuff. This is a great horror film for a general audience, and it really is. Like I said, it feels like a horror film that isn't made anymore. It stars Nell Tiger-Free, who people may know from the Game of Thrones, Ralph Ineson from The Witch and The Green Knight, and Bill Nye, of course, pops up.
Nye.
Yeah, he's great in everything that he does.
So will the aesthetic kind of take us back to that generations ago kind of horror film, too?
I think
because
so.
Of the 35mm film?
I think so, definitely. From the first openings of the film, you get like just a slow zoom in on a landscape, and it just feels like you're back in it just feels like a very nostalgic feel.
So that opens Friday, April 5th, right?
Yep, and tickets are on sale. You can get them now.
Once again, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. Late Night Classics. This has turned out to be a rather popular series.
Yes, yes, and I'm very happy to see that. We have Drive. You have one more chance to see that tonight at 7:30 at the State. Great, great thriller starring Ryan Gosling, Carey Mulligan, Oscar Isaac. And a very fearsome Albert Brooks, if you can believe that. If you haven't seen the movie, that
playing against type for sure.
Definitely, with two villains played by Albert Brooks and Ron Perlman, you'd think that Ron Perlman is the more terrifying. You're
right.
Wrong. Albert Brooks is actually quite frightening in this movie.
And what else is coming up? Hunger Games, right? That's a popular series that I've never.
Yeah, this
really
is
delved into.
We have Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 that will play tomorrow, Friday, March 29th at 9:30. Then again next week, Thursday, April 4th at 7:30. And that's the last film in that Hunger Games series coming soon. And that's in the late nights. We'll still have Donnie Darko, Step Brothers, and Paprika in April. And then we have All About Eve next Monday, April 1st at 6:30. That's a classic. Betty Davis, Ann Baxter, and a early role for Marilyn Monroe. That's part of our We Can Do It, Pioneering Women of Hollywood's Golden Age series. Still to come in that series, we're going to have The Hitchhiker, Carmen Jones, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
All good stuff.
And then next week, Thursday, we'll have the horror film Kassane, part of the U of M Center for Japanese Studies 2024 Winter Film Series that is a live adaptation of the acclaimed manga.
Well, there's a lot to choose from, a lot to think about, and we are certainly going to look forward to updates on how the Ann Arbor Film Festival concludes in this 62nd year, and look forward to more and new information and updated information when it comes to the Cinetopia Film Festival and Nick Aldering's inability to sleep any longer.
Look forward to being back to talk about it.
Very good. That is Nick Aldering filling in for Russ Collins today on this week's edition of Cinema Chat. We bring it to you every Thursday, and it's only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.